This is the Centralia Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Roger Holthouse, head coach of the Panther Girls. And, well, coach, only one game since we've last talked. That was back on Friday, and that was a tough loss to Valley Heights, who's one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Class 2A, a 56-30 loss for your girls. So, really, that being the only game since we've talked, what were your thoughts on that one?
I didn't think we competed very well, Johnny, on both ends of the floor. I think, you know, they come out and jumped us early, and we just never did. Never really responded like the way I'd want to or we've had all year. And the effort, the competitiveness wasn't there Friday night. So, kind of ways going at yet.
Was that kind of look one of those things with Valley Heights? Your girls maybe looked at it and saw the record and saw the ranking and all those kind of things, just didn't quite come out and ready to play against a team like that. They're really kind of faking knowing they can compete with Valley Heights.
We tournament we lose by four, so I think we can compete with them. I think some of it might have been we started at 4 o'clock, which is, you know, I have no excuses, but we did start at four. And just that whole day, whole schedule is kind of screwed up. But as far as, you know, we played with them in the tournament. So it's just one of those nights where things didn't go the way I like to see it go.
Yeah, you talk about the schedule kind of being wonky. That's the case again this week. Didn't play Monday, didn't play Tuesday, haven't been able to get back in the gym until today, and you'll get Marysville tomorrow night and then Clyde coming up on Friday. So it's kind of a weird situation now with only three games left here in the regular season before you start playoffs coming up next week. So beginning with Marysville coming up on Thursday, just how are you approaching the schedule right now with kind of playoffs just early, right around the corner next week?
Well, I think, Johnny, we got to get back to competing on both ends of the floor again. And play hard and do the little things right, which I didn't think we did last Friday, and do those things right and just try to keep putting one foot in front of the other and try to go forward and make sure we're not going backwards.
Yeah, and you look ahead here, Friday you'll have Clifton Clyde. It's looking like maybe next week to open up the postseason you'll have Clyde again. Is that something maybe you look at Friday night as just kind of a good gauge of what it's going to look like next week? Is that how you kind of approach that game as far as that and gaining confidence for next week?
Yeah, I think so, Johnny. You're going to look. You think we're going to change stuff up. We're going to change stuff up. But when you go under a week and you're playing back-to-back like that, it's I think that game's just going to be, don't give too much away, but at the same time, you want to win. So it should be interesting.
Well, Coach, with that, we wish you the best of luck coming up this week with Marysville and Clifton Clyde. But thank you, as always, for taking the time. Certainly appreciate it, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Roger Holthouse, head coach of the Centralia Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.